I'm John Richards. This is The Morning Show. I hope you're well on this this Tuesday morning. I'm very excited. We have Angel Olsen live on the show. Angel, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. How you doing?
I'm not saying this just because you're 3,000 miles away and live on my radio show, but your new album is just so damn good. We are very excited about playing it.
Now, sir, you said a curse word on the radio.
Now, damn's okay.
Oh, really?
Oh, but that's
well,
it.
Damn. Thank you so
much. There you
go. And thank you, ma'am.
Would you like to know all the other words you can say? No, we probably shouldn't.
No. I'd like to see a list later, actually, if we could.
I have a list for you. Well, we want to be friendly to the FCC. They could end us right here.
No!
Angel Olsen's live here. The new album is called My Woman. If you're ready, Angel Olsen live from the Cutting Room Studios in New York City. Thank you. 90.3 KEXP, where the music matters. Angel Olsen live, the Cutting Room Studios in New York City, live here on The Morning Show and sounding so good today and in support of the new album called My Woman, which we'll talk about in just a minute. But first, Angel, if you could tell us who's in the room with you and kind of paint the picture for those of us who can't really see you right now.
Okay, to my left, we've got Luke Norton, who plays stage right guitar. And then to the left of him, Paul Sakina, who plays stage left guitar. And then to the left of him, we've got Joshua Yeager, who plays drums. He's laughing at me currently. he's a little bit giggly, aren't you, Josh? Yeah. And then Emily over here to the left of him, playing bass. She's got that bass, though. Yeah, she's got a couple sunglasses on right now, a couple of different pairs. She couldn't decide which one to wear. And then to the left of her, we've got Heather McIntyre singing backup vocal.
So what you're saying is everyone's to the left.
To the left.
No one's on the right.
No one's on the right. Everyone's.
I'll leave it at that.
We're all to the left of each other. I'm to the left of Heather. I don't know if you know that, but
I do now. Yeah. So thank you. Can you tell me a little bit about the record? It's called My Woman. It's out very soon. It's out Friday, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Talk a little bit about its inspiration and maybe the process. How long have you been working on this record?
You know, it was a surprise to me that I was finished with the material at the time that I finished it. We had been touring a lot, and I didn't really have a lot of time to write. I had to learn how to write when we were traveling. And it was a little weird because, you know, you play that many songs and you play them over and over again. Sometimes you lose your steam in writing. So I took a little bit of a break after we went on a really wonderful romantic tour. We went to Portugal and Spain and Greece and Turkey, and it felt like we were the Beatles in India or something. We came home and we were like, I mean, I don't know how everyone else felt, but I felt very good about that trip. And I wrote 5 songs right after it. So I guess it inspired me.
Do you think that would you want to write that way again, or are you more comfortable writing and taking time away at home or not being on the road and being stressed out about that to write? Do you think this has changed how you look at songs now?
I like keeping it open, you know. At this point, now I value a notebook. I value, like, having a voice recorder and, like, he's laughing at me again. Josh is laughing at me. He's like, you value a notebook? I do. I have, like, a little notebook now, and I write the things down that I want to write, and I
That's
keep
good.
Them.
Everyone should do that. Everyone should keep a notebook with them. I agree.
I value a notebook statement. It's all in that statement. But no, seriously, I, you know, after texting and using my phone a lot, my writing has degraded to, I mean, you can't really read it. So I'm not worried about anyone finding it or anything and reading it because I don't think they would be able to understand it. but yeah, no, I think just having those things on me at all times and being able to, go for a walk or something and have a melody in my head and sing it, and then I can come back later to it. I've learned to do that instead of just being like, I can't write, I'm traveling, you know. So,
well, I think it shows on this record, and we've been a fan of all your albums now, and this one's just you know, when we first started playing Shut Up Kiss Me, immediate response from people who were very excited about the record. So nice work on it. Yeah. And tell me a little bit about the actual album. I saw both. Maybe you can just touch on, because I love the artwork on the back, the painting on the back of the record. And then I also saw a percentage of the proceeds from the sale of the album is going to be donated to Doctors Without Borders. Can you tell me about the artwork and that donation?
Yeah, the donation was just because I was like, I want to do something with, you know, I'm getting to that point in that level now where I want to take what is coming to me and shed light on other things. And I think it's, you know, it's getting to that point where I want to do that more often. And instead of just being a capitalist, and, you know, it's nice to shed light on things that are important.
Sure.
And then with the background art or the back cover art, it's this woman named Lisa Nance who lives in Asheville, North Carolina. And I've known her work for a few years. I've found or I saw one of her paintings up in, my friends own a bar and venue called The Mothlight at Mr. Fred's, and her painting is hanging behind the bar, and I just thought it was so beautiful that I reached out to her to paint this photo that I took. I was like, I like this photo. It's a weird window. It's kind of bleak, but will you paint it? I really like it. It was this, I took a photo of this moment where we were leaving a hotel like 7:30 a.m. in Utah or something. And it was at the end of a long tour, but it was a really nice tour. And I just wanted that moment to be in a painting.
That's great. Yeah. I love that story. Very cool. Well, it's on the record. And if you do get the record, and a part of the proceeds will go to a great organization, Doctors Without Borders. Angel, if you have more songs, we are ready to hear them live from the Cutting Room Studios over in New York City.
To be around you, I can't stand to lie. Whenever you beside me, a part of me is dying. And every time I see you, I tell myself I'll never have this feeling with another. Now you're in my heart.
I'm
KEXP, Angel Olsen live here on the morning show from the Cutting Room Studios. Angel, you have to know that's a great song, right? You know that, right?
It's fun to say, you know. Shut up and kiss me over and over and over again.
That's such a good title. I'm always hesitant to ask, but can you tell me where that came from, at least the name of the song?
It came from the depths of my brain.
That's a good answer. That's exactly it.
I don't really know. I think it's just kind of like, you know, it's like, let's stop all this mess and just hang out with each other. You know, let's have a good time right now. Why do we start talking about this? This is bad news. Let's kiss right now. You know?
Well, I totally know. I am totally with you. And I just love it. And the new album is great. Good work. It's called My Woman. It's out on Friday. Angel and the band did such a great job. Thank you. It sounded great this morning. Tons of people writing in. And I have to say, one other thing people are asking about, because we know you're touring. Mm-hmm. There's no Seattle date announced. Is there plans? I hope so.
Well, that's in the depths of my brain as well. And I think there are plans to visit your state and your city, and I think we will be there in 2017 early on.
Great news.
Yes.
All right. Well, you are more than welcome to come by the KXP studios here. We'd love to see you. And a big thank you to making the time today, and a huge thank you to the Cutting Room Studios.
Yeah, thanks to the Cutting Room.
Aren't they great?
Yeah, they're such nice guys.
They really are. They really are. And they're very nice to me. They let me do my show there all the time. So anytime I can kiss up to them, I like to. But I miss those guys.
Shut up and kiss them.
That's one of the reasons I miss them. that goes out to you, Anthony. Angel Olsen, thank you so much again. And good luck with the record and all that comes with touring and promoting this thing. And hopefully more and more people hear it. It's so good. Have a great day. And thanks for being here at KEXP.
Thanks for having us.